I'm really so much humbled, and honestly speaking, I'm so much emotionally charged today after meeting people here. And on the same time, I'm honored to have Swamiji here. And his words when he said, "My divine friends," I really forgot everything to take the names, and I started thinking that this is the final truth. We are all divine friends, and we are all, you know, children of God's, and we are meant for certain things to do. And if we do with that perfection, we must reach to the same heights for which we have been made for. Really, before I say anything, I can always try to tell you that I have got greetings from Lucknow. And as a part of being a teacher always, and I am still a teacher, that I shall always try to understand that listening you may remember for a short time. You forget 3 hours, 3 months, and if you see those studies, and if you see and also listen, then your capability to remember becomes higher. It increases by 30-40%. And if you participate in that part and the process, and the remembrance at 3 months' time or 3 weeks' time, 3 hours' time is 90%. So therefore, even when I'm talking to you, and given I'm honored to be given a chance to talk about a problem which is very dear to me, and I shall first of all pay my regards to Dr. Payne Nair, who has been very much instrumental and is director of the institute, I've just heard, Dr. Harish Kumar, Dr. Arun Bhatt. Honestly speaking, I've been in touch with him for a long time. Might be that he may not be remembering me, but I remember, because you know, it always happens. I may be in love with him, he may not know. The point is, he's seen a person. And I have been listening to him many forums here. You talk of PGI, you talk of Kolkata, you talk of Mumbai, you talk everywhere. So I was somewhere or the other in the corner, interested in this field, listening and learning from his presentations. And many times, as an honor, I used to present some of his slides in my own slides, expressing that, look here, this is a pride slide, you know, I'm owning and loaning from Dr. Bhatt. So I really pray my regards, because he's almost dedicated his life for that. Dr. Neil is welcome here, I just met in the morning, Dr. Verma, Dr. Ramchandran. And then, on the same time, where I lost my track, what I'm going to talk to you is, when I heard about the total story of an unlimited story of a person whom my friend was trying to tell, and that is our Amma. I will never forget, because never think that I am trying to reach even nearer her. But what is important is that I am also a lover of hugging my friends and my foes. And I was really amazed to listen that she is famous as a hugging saint. We have forgotten this love. We do not even hug our children. We do not hug anybody. We are only interested in certain things, and this is the reason why love is disappearing from this world. And it's the most powerful thing in the world. Nothing is more powerful than that. Bomb blasts and those things and killings will never, you know, confront hatred. This can only come by joining together hands, as we are trying to do for humanity by working on diabetic foot. So I'll touch some few points, and I'm sure you will allow me to for 10-15 minutes only, because that should be a better way of communication to you. And I congratulate all of you who have come here for such an excellent center, where the academic deliberations will be of high order, and confident about it, because I have been involved. Remember, dear friends, as a teacher and a student still today, I am working on certain things which I want to share with you. There has to be a possibility thinking path. Wherever you find the things can't be done, it is not possible, it cannot happen, always remember that the tough times will never last, but the tough people do. And that is where the things have originated. Your own Amma, she was a poor person, and has created such a fantastic institution which you can't imagine, people can't imagine. I'm just listening that you've got PETs, you've done around 100 PET scans also. And about the work, the literature knows, and we all know how are being. Those people are lucky who are the students here and learning their methods in different disciplines. So what is important is that we have to always understand there has always a possibility thinking path, and this path is full of what is called a mountain moving faith. faith has to be miracle-generating faith. It has to be earth-shaking faith, and it has to be problem-solving faith and situation-changing faith. And this leads to a situation like as you're seeing glittering people here, maybe Dr. Bal, maybe Swamiji, Dr. Prem Kumar, and one person whom I did not name, who is really instrumental in getting me this chance to be with you. I'll not say only inviting, and I really salute Dr. A.K. Verma. He's the person from whom I heard about Amrita when he used to come to PGI. So therefore, dear friends, I tell you, who is able to have this, holding this power? A person who will have these type of faith and who has got a dream which is as big as you can imagine. Amma must have seen the dream of this institution much bigger, maybe in future. But this is a landmark situation which I am understanding, with such a high bed load, 300-350 patients in a day. It's not easy. So therefore, what I want to convey is that do not think that somebody can achieve this height and I cannot. No, I can go still beyond it and higher than this. The reason you need this generating power. Next, please. It's not what you achieve, but what you overcome that defines your career. A lot of people might have a lot of degrees, diplomas, awards, and those things are still lying in dust somewhere. But why somebody become, why Gandhi became famous? Because he overcame. What did he overcome? That is important. If you get everything in the rosy plate and dish, then who is going to remember you? Working in an area where nothing is available and then creating an institution or doing some work, it is really surprising. CMC Vellore is similar. I'm seeing in the same direction. There's some hospital in Chhattisgarh I have recently heard from my daughter, who is an endocrine surgeon. She was there, and I'm amazed to see the type of work being done there. So remember, friends, what you overcome, don't get disheartened for your obstacles. They are your friends. They give you opportunities to become and reach higher things. Next one. Here is a depiction of a beautiful thing. You're never too big to be nimble. We start thinking in our lives alone, look here, I am such a big person, I cannot remember Krishnaji, who touched and washed the, this is very true for, and I'm sure Dr. Bal shows this slide possibly, that Krishna, you know, there's a time when it has come, then the care of the feet is important. And he used to go, he went down and washed the feet of his own friends who was very poor. So, Sudama, you know this thing. So what is important is this elephant, first of all, it's a true story. He made a tree to fall, and then can you imagine that such a heavy element crossed this because he had a mountain-shaking faith. I can go beyond it. I'll tell something very personal in the end, not just now because you may mistake it as a glorification. I'm not. But then this is true, and I love this slide. Anybody who has made it, I give credit to all of you. I can count the number of seeds in the apple, but I cannot count the number of apples in the seed. If I, just imagine I'm repeatedly coming to the institution because who thought such experts of eminence will be working here, coming here, learning here? The process will be endless. A small institution was created with humbleness sometimes back with very little amount of money. What is happening today? The poorest of the poor is being given the service that is our objective of being a medical person. We are not here to be commercials and earn money only. That will not give us happiness. Next, please. See, what is the missing dimension? In our life, a lot of people just say, I tell you, I am very fond of that, somebody had given the quotation. A lot of people, they end their lives, their tape is full of music, they never rhyme because they lived an artificial life. Could not express they could not take out the heart from inside. And what is missing in this whole picture is, lovely thing is that tank is not there. The petrol tank is not there. How will this run? And we all miss these things. One of the most important things is expression of love. You keep on loving your own friend, your daughter, your brother, your father, your mother, your teacher, but you don't tell it. Just the day before study, I was addressing in a school, college, for about the age tobacco control. And I was just encouraging the student that if you love your teacher, if you want to appreciate your someone, they do it today. Tomorrow it may not come. And I was so happy that one of the girl students came up after the lecture. She said, "Sir, I want to say something to you." "So what do you want to say?" "Sir, I really love your way of expression. I adore you for your lecture." "But I'm very happy." "You started at least. Go back and tell your mother, your father also, if you really have that regard." So dear friends, this is a missing dimension. This should not happen. We are all busy people. We have to keep this in mind. That's it. Now this, I want to change the perception of the people. We are living in a very different time. "No, this can't happen. I can't do this. I can't become the director. I cannot become the VC. I cannot become the president. I cannot become..." These wrong perceptions are there. It's endless. The sky is the limit of your visibility. It's not the limit of your success. You are wrong. It is sky and after sky and keep on. You see in flights and they go over the clouds and the things are loose. Sky again. What is important is that you have to change the concept. I am sure each one, I am not asking to not to waste time. Each one must be thinking that there is a couple sitting there. No harm, this is all perception. So it will depend on somebody missing, is a mother, son, there may be some friends or some husband, wife or something. But I'll show you that the perceptions can be wrong. Next thing. See what it is. So therefore, what is important? Change your perception. You are not a hen. I'm sure you are reminded of that story of egg of the, eagle in the hen. He never, understood that I can fly. Why? Because the perception was there. Next please. And therefore, remember, I want to really inculcate the leadership of this type on those who have seen it's okay. Not as go very far from telling you, this is a beautiful thing to take lesson from eagles. Next please. See, if anyone will see the migrating birds, you will see they fly in a V direction. All of you must have seen in the sky that they go in the night. The reason is, naturally, we fast. The whole flock increases the flight efficiency by 71% is the physics confirmed by scientific investigation. Compared to just one bird flying alone. So this efficiency comes up by V. Next thing. Now, lesson one is sharing the same direction and working as a team get us to the destination quicker and easier, and by helping ourselves, the accomplishments are greater. So therefore, team has to be made. And you have made a team here in diabetic foot, at least I know, I am aware about it. Next please. Now when a group leaves the formation, there may be a reason, there may be a different opinion, there may be some other problem. He does not like me or somebody or Dr. Verma or someone. He may leave it. Next, what happens? Then he feels the distance. Next please. He becomes alone. Next. And he feels the resistance and then ultimately he realizes that if I want to go further and progress, I have to join the team again. So he comes back. Next week. When the leader goes get tired of flying, maybe that at age may come, as Dr. Ramchandran possibly was telling me, absolutely, I fully agree with him. There may be a time when you think that I can't operate for 10 hours or 8 hours because the pride in the younger period, we will shift to a better thing which I can do, maybe advisory, small later operations, something like that. Similarly, what happens when he becomes tired, leader becomes tired, what should be done? Next. The important thing is, next thing, he goes to the end of the V formation. And while another goose takes the lead, so that a second line is ready, third line is ready. So the chair of the chief is never vacant. Next thing, and he joins the lesson three to share the leadership. There must be mutual respect between us all the time and sharing the hardest problems and tasks. Gathering our abilities and combining our faculties, talents and resources. So that the winning spree goes on. Next thing. And the bee flying on a V formation, they quack to encourage to the ones in the front. I can really share this with you. I don't know, maybe you may differ, you're back to differ. The important thing is that in my operation theatres, even today and always throughout, my theatres had music systems. My office had music systems. My, different type of demonstration halls had music system. My waiting period for the patients had music system. And everywhere you'll find music, dim music is running. When I was operating and there was some serious process or some problem, I put operated volume controller, I'll stop it, make it smaller. But then stress busters are always working. The person who's waiting for you as a patient, if you're listening to good music, I'm sure you do not know the difference and effect. And therefore, what happens? They also keep on doing quack, 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 quack. They keep on speaking. So that the journey of miles and hundreds of miles and thousands of miles in migration will not be boring and they will not be feeling bad. Next, please. Now then come down to a very serious thing. When a goose gets sick, it injured or gets fired. Some man, you know, tries to injure or he becomes ill or something. What is going to happen then? A lesson has to be taken. This red one is injured or is ill. Next. So it will come out of the... Next week. So this will come out of it. And what will happen, at least it's been observed by migratory birds analysis with the, you know, the radioactive collar, that at least two or maybe more geese will be with that. And they will remain there. They will leave the whole formation. They will remain with that till either this recovers or it dies. Next is, and when this has become dead or it becomes better, then joins it. If it cannot, then they, after the death, they will leave and go. Next, and join some other formation. So therefore, they will be born together and support each other. If we make true respect of teamwork, regardless of our differences, we can rise to meet our challenges. Life will be easier. And the passing of years more fulfilling when you do this. Next is, and my friend and partner, let us be like the geese here. So I am sure about it that if we make a teamwork, and I please do not mind it, because I am a very frank person to speak, we do not remember Sushruta because he had a teamwork. He did not. If you know more, you know, more than information about this thing, let me know. Europeans had a tradition of having disciples. If you talk of Milton Bailey, you will know that who was the disciple of Milton Bailey. Why you book is running still? You find that we sometimes did not have the shishya or disciples. We do not know anybody who is famous as a disciple of Sushruta. We still regard him because he's a pioneer father. Father of surgeons. But that is important that we have to make a teamwork. And remember, I can give you an example without taking the name, that in laparoscopic surgery, there was a person who made a team in South and reached to the top of the world. You know all the names? In the Coimbatore. And there was a person in Delhi who did not make a team initially, remained underlying, did everything, but then he made a team and he came back equal. What is important is, remember, there is no use having an art with you and do not do. One more thing I will touch, if you permit, sir. Can I talk, sir? Next, please. And that is something very lovely to me, is mindset. I want to change the mindset for everyone. What is mindset? Such a powerful animal. Do you think it is being stopped by this chain? It is not. We have all examples in Kerala and everywhere when what happens. This powerful animal has got a mindset because he was caught as a small child. And at that calf age, he was tied with a similar, you know, chain. He thought, chain means I am rescued, you know, helpless. I can't do anything. Next is, and you can see there's such a small child to whom he can crush and take revenge anytime. Will be able to manage, the chain is there and things are gone, completely finished. Next. But then he knows the power of what power he had. You see, the chain is still there. When he got amok, when he got irritated, then what he did. And then he started blaming the enemy. This is the mindset. Many of you are not using your powers. They remain hidden in you. You do not try to come to the level where you were destined for. You have to reach to the highest of the highest you can imagine. But you never try it because you had a mindset. No, I can't go. I become a lecturer or a reader or a professor. It's enough. No, it's not enough. You are endless. And God is endless. You are part of it. So you are also endless. And therefore, remember, dear friend, change your mindset right from today. Whatever dreams you had and seen the biggest dream, which are now getting relinquished, revive them and come back and let me know after a few years. Look here, Dr. Ramakant, I have achieved this. Many of my students have done it. They said they can't be selected, they can't be doing, and today I'm proud to find, they say, well, I'm working as a professor of neurosurgery here and this, that, which I never imagined I was a mediocre student. Important is mindset has to change. Next, please. And dear friends, this is love. Such a powerful animal, he knows who is he. He's the same person, Corbett. Next. So many loyal Corbett is standing alone. If only one can take care of him, how got to talk about so many? What is this? Next. It's no magnet. But see this. This is the daring. This is not easy. To touch a loin, I don't know how many of you have touched the live loin. I have touched it. Because I have a different mindset. And this is a tamed loin in some part of Bangkok, where they ask you that go and touch. I tell you that feeling I cannot describe. Such a beautiful and nice animal. It's a different experience. But then imagining of this type of thing is not easy. But don't think that you can't do it. Next. And you can see this, that next is, I've done it. There's an evidence to it. You can see it's a, you know, it is in Thai. And I'm touching this line, and you can imagine there is a chain. I want to show that. Do you think if he becomes angry with me, this chain will prevent him? No. Even if he turns his face, I'm gone. But then you can imagine the horror mixed happiness in my face. You can understand? But not only this, I went still beyond it. Next thing. And see, my daughter, who is an endocrine surgeon in CMC Vellore, she also said, I said, no, don't be scared. We are people who have got a tradition of touching tigers with friendship, and both of us. And can you imagine when we touched both, both of them started roaring and they turned their face towards us. But still, you can imagine this. I am blank on face, but it's still touching. She was holding the tail, actually, that possibly led to the problem. Because she just caught hold of the tail like this. But what I am trying to say is that your mindset has to change. And a strong love bond, dear friends, as surgeons, I always give this address and talk to everyone that, look, we surgeons are tense all the time. Before surgery, during surgery, and after surgery. And after that, when we reach to our family, and then if we don't find unconditional love, it's no matter that it's the right night or day or Holi or Diwali or Pongal or what it is, we can't help it. We have to keep on working. We all remember so many nights and festivals we missed because we were operating and managing patients. Now, this leads to some conflict. And therefore, what you need is an unconditional love. I found it way differently. This is nowhere present except in pets. So the deficiency which can arise because of a professional hazard, try to, you know, cover up by having good pets, love them, and they give you unconditional love. So therefore, you are satisfied with that, and then always regard the wisdom of your own friends or family who are not happy with you because you could not come to the marriage, you could not come to the birthday, you cannot come to the marriage anniversary because you are operating throughout night or attending some emergency. Next, please. And therefore, what I will say, you have to always look for, this is in Hindi, written in English, but it is Hindi, that you have to look for some, you know, this impulse for life. Somebody should smile on your work. Their pain should go. That's why, you know, latest I have started doing Pulse, you know, by the Doppler system, and I've given the clinic name is now Pulse to Smiles. I don't want anybody coming with an electrical problem and going with the same problem. He has to go back from my clinic with a smile. This is important, and this is called, this is Jeena Isi Ka Naam Hai. That means this is the way you should live your life. Next, please. And remember, as I told you, so many, you must be remembering, a lot of such times, I have written Satyam Shivam Sundaram. This film I have not seen full, because whenever I try to see this film full, I am always interrupted by some emergency, so I stopped seeing that film. I do not know what was the full film. But I have no regrets, because I love my profession. So, what is important to remember, I'll show that scene to you next week. You will see, sometimes, such a dining table. This was an invitation on lunch. It converted into a dinner, and I come around 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the night. Everybody is angry, annoyed. Nobody's asking and talking to me. I just see that spice, that, you know, advertisement. And the wife throws the food on me. Come on, eat it. The reason is because very simple. Because if you are dedicated to your profession, I tell you, your family will suffer. So therefore, this is very important. Next thing. And then, if you innovate, they will come. See this animal. Innovation means they've got a system by which they can pick up the thing. So therefore, dear friend, in surgery, in your work, according to your situation, in your condition, you must innovate surgery. Don't, you know, stop at that. What Robert did, and I do the same thing. No. What our conditions allow, what is our, you know, financial situation allow, we must try to devise surgery, modifications, operations of different types. And therefore, there should be nobody who should go away without a name. everybody will be having a name that modified surgery by such and such and such and such and such and such. You must keep on innovating. You can see this is just a symbolic example. Let's see. And then I tell you the last thing. In 2-3 minutes, I'll be finishing it. And that is one very major issue which all of you should be aware is retirement. A lot of people get frustrated, tense. They don't know what to do after retirement because they don't plan it. They think that I am retiring next year, this thing and that thing. But I can tell you, if you want to really enjoy retirement or after it, it should be a celebration. It should be a time when you should be happy and celebrated, not that you become depressed and frustrated. The point is, do not only remain friends to your doctors. You have to, I just so showed you, nobody is so big to be nimble. The simple thing is that you have to go to the society. I was, right from beginning, I was in tobacco control and health-related issues. I was going to the club, to the villages, to chopas, and right from there to Harvard. And speaking on everywhere, where no mic is available, with all dirt and everything, I'll speak there also, and I'll speak in the Harvard also, medical school, or any school in the world. The important issue was that I was never thinking that I am something. I thought I am one of them. I am more fortunate that I got this chance to learn. And the important thing is that we should have no egos. And therefore, I was in the society. You know, society, when you go there, look after their tobacco control and those things, and what happens, you are a man of them, those people. But professionals will be busy. Suppose I retire today from, if I'm working here, Dr. Verma is not retired. He will be naturally operating his sessions, he will be working there. So he will not be available. But who will be available? Available will be persons from society. A hotelier, a businessman, an engineer, a lawyer, or somebody who is not in the job or something. They have time, and this is what I'm trying to show, a very humble thing. Please forgive me. Do not misunderstand. I'm giving information to you and a suggestion. When I came back after winning my election as the president of ASI after 50 years from UP, then what was there? I never knew. My friends were there. None of them is doctor. They were all waiting there, and I saw those things that we are celebrating. And I was so happy because, you know, I was already planning for my retirement for the last 5 years, what I had to do. I never looked back, and I tell you honestly speaking, do not underestimate your power. I feel that I have come out of an aquarium, and God has sent me into an ocean, where I am meeting such persons, high dignitaries, highly professional, efficient, and spiritual people, and so good academic people. I was just trying to a small institution. I am grateful to God. The retirement should be a process, that from aquarium I have been thrown out into an ocean. I do remember, I'm grateful to my institution, but on the same time, I always say, in Hindi it is called, Aaj Purani Raho Se, Koi Mujhe Awaz Na De. Don't call me from those old ways, because I am on the new ways now. I am one of them. But remember this thing, this can only happen. When you love to the people, go there and express. And you must be remembering, each one of you who met me, when I met you, I don't want to only shake hands, I want to hug you and embrace and take your calories, your important energies which are coming from here. And I take them and go back and become richer. Next, please. And these things I can tell you, dear friend, just to show an example so that it haunts into your mind throughout life. And that is, there is a person who retired, was of that type, and there is Ramakant who retired with this happiness coming back and saying, oh yes, and even today what he's saying, I am happy. I'm grateful to God. Because as I said that I feel from aquarium to ocean, I'm writing a story on this also. Next, please. So with these things, I'm ending this part with my friend. Only one thing, that expressing my heartfelt regards for calling me here, inviting me here, being with you, and getting divine messages and, you know, spiritual powers from here, and going back with lot of love and respect and, you know, things to remember in my life. I want to only say one thing, that please have a teamwork. Please always remember this thing, that you have to one day say, call it a day, and at that time, you should be always, you know, happy to have your own friends receiving you, always welcoming you, so that what is important is, whether somebody loves you or not, you keep on loving, because in my way of expression, in Hindi we say, Mohabbat Zindabad, that means, long live the love. And this is the total, you know, nichod, the concentrate, then, you know, the thing of the life is, char vi chai shastra mein, likhi hai baatein doi, dukh dine dukhot hai, sukh dine sukhoi. Give happiness to others, you will be happy. Give pain to others, you will be pain. I mean, these things I have. Best wishes to all of you, and I'm really grateful. Thank you very much.